This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The miserable heat is still baking many parts of the nation, but there is some relief in a few areas. In Phoenix, thunderstorms could drop temperatures today and Tuesday, but it's still going to be hot there, 106 today. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
The stubborn heat wave that's still gripping much of the nation is also highlighting the disparities between the country's rich and the poor. A person's race, along with income, makes a difference in comfort, says Sabrina Pacha with Healthy Air and Water Colorado.
Folks who are most impacted by climate change are communities of color, rural communities, and communities who are lower income.
In Denver, low-income neighborhoods surrounded by asphalt can be about 10 degrees hotter than the wealthier areas with trees.
We have a neighborhood that is 88% residents of color, and just 3% of their neighborhood has tree cover.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Carlos de Oliveira is expected to make his first appearance in federal court in Miami today on charges related to the Trump classified documents investigation. De Oliveira is an employee of Mar-a-Lago. He's accused of scheming with the former president to hide security footage from investigators. Attorney Alina Haba, who represents Donald Trump, says prosecutors are going after Mr. Trump to interfere with his presidential campaign.
This is what happens when you're winning in the polls and the Democrats can't win. They have nothing left to do.
She was on Fox News Sunday. Victims of a mass suicide bombing in Pakistan on Sunday were buried today. At least 54 people known dead now. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the bombing. Ukraine says Russian missiles slammed into the city of Kryvyi Rih, killing two people and trapping others under rubble. This is AP News. The AP's Margie Zarletta takes us to the movies.
Barbie and Oppenheimer continue to have big appeal with moviegoers.
I don't have anything big planned, just a giant blowout party with all the Barbies and planned choreography and a bespoke song. You should stop by.
So cool.
It continues to be the summer of Barbenheimer at the box office. Barbie is still the top draw in its second week of release. It earned a massive $93 million domestically, according to industry figures. Oppenheimer also stayed strong in its second week of release with an estimated $46.2 million. Haunted Mansion debuted in third place with Sound of Freedom in fourth. Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1 is fifth. I'm Margie Zarletta.
Listen to this. Police in Burbank, California found a bear sitting in a jacuzzi behind a home. He took a short dip and then headed toward a tree behind the home. A heat wave's been blasting the Southwest, as you know. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.